Tired of ads barging into your favorite news podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay up to date on everything newsworthy by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/news-ad-free. That's amazon.com/news-ad-free to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Here's a cool fact. A crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Another cool fact, you can get short-term health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. UnitedHealthcare short-term insurance plans are designed for people who are between jobs, coming off their parents' plan, or turning a side hustle into a full-time gig. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. Get more cool facts about UnitedHealthcare short-term plans at uh1.com.
With your 7 News Finance Fix, I'm Gemma Acton. Qantas is hoping to get international flights up and running again by mid-December, a date by which it anticipates 80% of Australians will be vaccinated. It plans to resume flights to countries with high vaccination rates first, like the UK, the US, and Singapore. This comes as the Flying Kangaroo posted a full-year pre-tax loss of $2.35 billion, and warned revenue loss due to the pandemic will likely top $20 billion by year-end. Woolworths has boosted its dividend and announced a $2 billion share buyback, spending some of the cash it generated from spinning off its drinks and hotels business and from strong supermarket profits generated thanks to the pandemic. Profits at A2 Milk have crashed by 79% after sales to its biggest market, China, plummeted. China accounts for nearly half of the dairy company's sales, and management says despite the challenges they're facing there, it's too important to ignore. And turning to the markets, the ASX 200 is languishing in the red today after a mixed bag of results from major companies. Despite Qantas's losses, shares in the national carrier are among today's best performers. Other travel companies, including Flight Centre and Corporate Travel Management, are also higher. After notching up a 28% share price rise yesterday, software company WiseTech is again near the top of the leaderboard. Wall Street hit fresh new record highs overnight as investors in the US and Europe focus on growth prospects after fears rattled global markets just a week ago. And the Aussie dollar is slipping slightly after clambering higher last night. It's now buying 72.6 US cents. And that's your finance fix for Thursday, August 26, 2021. I'm Gemma Acton.
Tired of ads barging into your favorite news podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay up to date on everything newsworthy by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/news-ad-free. That's amazon.com/news-ad-free to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.